Yes, it's just not open all the time. It's only open for bus tours.
Okay.
Okay, does the assessor's office have any comment on this? Okay.
Mr. Secretary, we thought it, the theaters account were open then. They were having functions out of it.
Okay. And was that, for that parcel, though, I mean, that what we're talking about, the theater, did that include the land around that? I mean, was that for a particular parcel? In other words, I don't know how that was.
It's 13 acres.
Yeah, there's 13 acres with that. I don't know if that's included in that $1 million, or that's $899, I guess, I should say.
It would be included in one of the other people, but it's wooded, and Chris said that we can't use it with anything.
Well, I guess there's also a parking lot here for that one, too. I would assume that was included in that. I don't know.
So this is what we've got about, right?
Do you have that in the appraisal?
Yes, the parking lot is included.
You've got it at... is it included in that $899.25?
Right. So we've got the asphalt, the restaurant, the theater, and two or three separate concrete areas. And so the theater itself, it looks like we have the depreciated cost down to $1,994.67. And the restaurant we have at, is that right?
$110,000? Yep.
We have the restaurant at $110,906.
Yeah. Okay, and then the total on our sheet's like $3,000,003.
Well, yeah, because you've got the asphalt and the land.
Okay. But for that parcel number 006.004,
yeah,
that closing statement.
There you can see
what
we have.
That's what I'm trying to figure out, is if that closing statement includes all of that.
That includes lot 1AA.
Lot 1AA in that?
Yeah. So if we look at that deed.
Okay.
I need to look at that deed.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that it's included in there.
In there for this?
I don't think so. There's also something on here for a vacant land parcel 5272. I'm not sure what that. On the closing statement.
I don't have a copy of the map.
It says parcel 5.
That could be the parcel that Hyatt uses for their parking. We did not get that part. I don't know if that's the wrong one.
Well, it's on the. I don't think so. I don't think it's whatever Hyatt sold it to you, because it's on this closing sheet, whatever it is.
Do you agree with the value on the first one?
I don't think they have any comments.
What I'm doing here is these are the values we have, and so if you click on each of these things going down, it'll show the value down at the bottom. So
this is just a honeycut system, though, right?
Correct, and then again, you're adding land.
Okay.
So, but 13 acres where they're at is actually worth something. And if $1 million, you're not really.
Well, the land alone, you have it at 1.1 million.
From what I can tell on it here.
Well, you're looking at the old number there. Okay. So let me see if we're going to land on this.
Okay.
So the land we have down at 1 million.
Can you hear her?
I can.
Okay.
We have the land at 1,136,920 something. It's kind of cutting off there.
And that's on BOE 402, the theater part.
The theater part.
Yeah.
Right. Because for some reason,
that's right
we
on here.
Brought up the PRC. That was the old PRC before the split combo.
Yeah, it's up on this one.
Right. In the let me ask you this: in the appraisal that you have for the resort, what are they valuing the land at on a, say, a per acre basis, or?
That's included in the form. We'd have to go through the appraisal if you have a copy of it.
Yeah, I was just trying to relate that to the. Okay.
Yeah, I'm
let's see if I can track that down on a hard copy.
So
$2 a square foot.
Oh, this other one is two. Yeah, that's it's $273,000 on the land on the first lot.
Humor us here for a second. We're just trying to get some stuff together.
That's the theater. There's a restaurant there.
Yeah. Well, that's the one that.
It might not be. They're all messy stuff.
Jennifer, I would tell you that obviously this board realizes that nobody's building theaters right now, and that the cost approach that they're using probably has most of these properties at a too high of an appraised value. So we are conscious of that, and we're trying to get down, you know, to a more reasonable value. And certainly with the appraisal on the one section, I mean, that's obviously good evidence for us. We're just trying to make sure that what has been included in this other lot, and your closing statement seems to reflect it, you only paid $1 million or $899 for that theater and restaurant, but I can't. We're just trying to ascertain whether that included the whole that value that's carved out and there included the whole lot, parking lot, and everything else.
So I did find the appraisal of the hotel on page 40. It indicates that the subject site contains 5.42 acres.
And what on the hotel you're talking about, and what land value did it give? Do you know? On those 5.42. There was an appraisal of the entire property, I think, in 21 or
23.
23.
That should have been 24 because they missed their deadline for BOE had to come back.
Okay.
But we actually have an appraisal for the whole thing.
Well, here's what my thought is. They've got the appraisal. I don't think we have any question on BOE 181, but on 402, I think that the assessor would like to pull their appraisal from that time, and we would give them a copy. I mean, give them a copy, and then let's talk about that one again. Is that reasonable with you guys if we go ahead and make a motion on the other one? In other words, my motion would be as to BOE 181, which is the resort property, to accept the taxpayer's value of $4.1 million in value and to reduce the appraised value down to $4.1 million, and then to table BOE 402, which is the theater. And it probably would be either Monday afternoon or Tuesday that we would look at that.
Are you putting the four, because I believe the appraisal that you're looking at had the parking lot included, so you wouldn't.
There's a.
Back into the theater, right?
Well, okay. The parcel that I see only has a portion of the parking lot included in that. I mean, what I'm looking here at that parcel with the theater does not include the entirety of the parking lot, just like a section in the middle there. Or excuse me, the portion of the. My understanding is that this appraisal, and I guess maybe we need to table both of them then, because we need to figure out where the parking lot is included or what parcels it's included with, because it looks like to me with this from this parcel that the middle section of the parking lot is included.
I agree with that. And the 13 acres, which one is that included?
Yeah, I don't. Trying to figure that out. Because it looks like the parcel here, when it was parceled out, everybody got a section of parking lot. That's what it kind of looks like to me.
Yeah, Heim did get a parking lot.
Okay.
We need to look at the appraisal.
All right, Jennifer, do you think you'd benefit maybe to get some clarity on those issues? Could we get that by maybe Monday or Tuesday?
Yes.
Next week, and what does your schedule look like as far as on Monday afternoon, let's say?
I'm available.
Okay. Kind of like the
Cape. Go ahead. I'll be in Cancun, but I will have cell service.
Okay. Well, let's just all meet there. Can't get county budget for that? No? Okay. Dang it. I wish I was a citizen board. I wish we were, we got a stipend for that, but I guess we'll negotiate that next year. All right. Let's do Monday. We're going to be kind of like the cable service. It's going to be sometime during that afternoon. We're trying to get a bunch in by the end of the session here, but we'll try to call you earlier rather than later. If we're going to set it up Monday at 1, if that works, okay? That's the 29th? 28th is Monday. Okay. As to BOE 181 and 402, I'd make a motion we table till 7:28 at 1 o'clock.
Second,
all in favor?
Aye.
All right, motion passes. All right, let's get some clarity on those issues, and we'll get you a decision, okay?
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's go on to, it looks like the rest of what we got, well, is the rest of what we have nightly rental here.
Looks like Lakeshore Drive is value class N.
Well, a lot of times, long as class is included, it's probably just about nightly rental.
Yeah.
So on that first one, I'm only seeing one. They only own one on Lakeshore.
Thank you for that. This is David Akers of the Taney County Board of Equalization. Is now a good time?
Good time, David. Thank you.
All right. Eric, it's my understanding that you may only own one of these properties or Lakeshore Drive, and the owners only own one property in Taney County, or do you have more than one?
Just one, sir.
Okay. And are you looking for a, if you're familiar with what we're doing a mixed use on the first one. Any subsequent properties that are put in a nightly rental would be 100% commercial. And we do 25% commercial, 75% residential on the first one, if that's what you're doing. That assumes a lot of personal use, but give you a break on the first one. If we reclassify this as the mixed use, is there any kind of appeal on, was the valuation and discrimination just based on the classification predominantly?
Yeah, I think you're just getting us reclassified 25-75.
Okay. So are you okay with withdrawing the valuation class, or excuse me, the valuation to discrimination if we make the motion on the classification issue?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Based on the taxpayer's withdrawal of the valuation discrimination and to treat these consistently with all our other properties in the nightly rental programs, I would make a motion on BOE 409, classified as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. You'll get a decision within a couple of days, and we thank you for owning in Taney County.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye. All right. So I'm going to call BOE 420.